Ron DeSantis responds to Gavin Newsom, "Stop pussyfooting around." By Hannah Blow on June 15, 2023. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., responded to Governor Gavin Newsom, D., this week after the California executive said he would debate DeSantis, telling him to stop pussyfooting around challenging President Biden and jump into the presidential race. Newsom said during an interview with Hannity, which aired this week, that he would be all in to debate DeSantis. "I'm all in. Count on it," Newsom told host Sean Hannity, who asked if he would do a two-hour debate with the governor. "Make it three," Newsom said. "I would do it one day's notice with no notes. I look forward to that." A reporter asked DeSantis about Newsom's latest challenge during a Thursday press conference in Fort Pierce, Florida. Notably, this is not the first time the California governor has challenged DeSantis to a debate. "You know, it's interesting. He's, Newsom's, got huge problems in his state. I mean, like, huge problems in his state. We all know that. I mean, you see it in San Francisco. You see it in LA, you see it in the people fleeing. California from its inception gained population every single year until he became governor." DeSantis said, identifying the Golden State as once being the height of opportunity for middle-class Americans for many, many decades in this country. "No one would leave there," he said, explaining that people were drawn to California. "Yet, under Newsom, people have been fleeing." DeSantis continued. "People were drawn to there, and yet, he's the first governor that's overseen a massive exodus out of California. And you know, you can kind of understand if somebody comes from Minnesota and moves to Naples. Better winters, all this stuff, but if you're leaving like Southern California to move to like Jacksonville, which is a great place, you're not doing it because of the weather. Because they got probably the best weather in the country. You're doing it because the place is so mismanaged and governed that you just can't take it anymore." Yet with all those problems, he has a real serious fixation on the state of Florida. "I mean, I think it's just bizarre that he does that," DeSantis continued, issuing his own challenge to Newsom. "What I would tell him is, you know what? Stop pussyfooting around," DeSantis said to applause. "Are you going to throw your hat in the ring and challenge Joe? Are you going to get in and do it, or are you just going to sit on the sidelines and chirp? So why don't you throw your hat in the ring, and then we'll go ahead and talk about what's happening," he added. "Watch." According to reports, California lost nearly 500,000 people from April 2020 to July 2022. Related, Newsom's California shoplifting gangs paralyze Los Angeles retailers. As Breitbart News reported. Another report from the Public Policy Institute of California, PPIC, found 61% of the state's likely voters say rising prices are causing financial hardship. The same report found high housing cost had led a third of respondents to consider leaving the state. The Daily Mail noted another potential factor in the decision of California residents to relocate to other states has been a wave of layoffs in the technology sector and its impact on the broader financial sector. The latest battle between the governors follows accusations of Florida flying migrants to California. Newsom, in turn, accused DeSantis of kidnapping from left-leaning mayors in El Paso, Texas, and Denver, Colorado. The relocation of those illegally crossing the United States border is not new. Florida Division of Emergency Management spokeswoman Alicia Collins told The Hill. But suddenly, when Florida sends illegal aliens to a sanctuary city, it's false imprisonment and kidnapping, Collins added. This is far from the first time Newsom has made his feud with DeSantis a focal point. Last summer, Newsom infamously used Independence Day to urge Floridians to move to California, asserting that the blue state was a true bastion of freedom. Related, DeSantis bashes Governor Newsom's letter to DOJ. "I think his hair gel is interfering with his brain function."